Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol heard testimony from a key aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows today. In a surprise hearing called by the panel, Cassidy Hutchinson telling committee co-chair Liz Cheney the White House knew well in advance there could be armed supporters of then-President Donald Trump in Washington for a planned rally.
You also told us about reports of violence and weapons at the Secret Service were receiving on the night of January 5th and throughout the day on January 6th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Hutchinson also told the committee Trump did not seem to care that some in the crowd that marched on the Capitol had weapons, and how a furious Trump later wanted to join marchers on Capitol Hill, at one point trying to wrest control of the steering wheel of the presidential limo when he was told he was being returned to the White House. In the wake of last week's Supreme Court decision, the Biden administration is working to ensure access to abortion pills and other forms of abortion care. But as NPR's Tamara Keith explains, there's one idea being proposed by some congressional Democrats the White House is not supporting.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are among those urging the Biden administration to offer up federal lands as a place where clinics could be set up to offer abortion services. Briefing on Air Force One, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it wouldn't work.
We understand the proposal is well-intentioned, but here's the thing. It could actually put women and providers at risk. And importantly, in states where abortion is now illegal, women and providers who are not federal employees, as you look at the federal lands, could be potentially be prosecuted.
She said the administration will take executive action to protect abortion, but those options are limited. Tamara Keith, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Another person has died in the crash of an Amtrak train in Missouri, the death toll rising to 4. And as Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, the number of confirmed injuries has tripled.
An Amtrak train speeding from L.A. to Chicago slammed into a big dump truck Monday afternoon, quickly killing the driver and two people on the train. Train cars toppled off the track, sending 275 passengers and most of 12 crew members tumbling. Amtrak now says that about 150 people were rushed to hospitals, fanned out around rural north central Missouri. The Missouri Highway Patrol today says a third crash victim has died. The train met the dump truck, where a remote, dusty gravel road crosses the tracks. The intersection is marked by a sign, but no flashing lights, no bells, no cross arms protect traffic from oncoming trains. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
Stocks lost ground today after weaker than expected consumer confidence numbers. The Dow was down 491 points. The Nasdaq fell 343 points today. You're listening to NPR. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is sparking a fundamental shift in the way the alliance looks at defense. Stoltenberg saying today member states will have to boost their military spending in what he called a more dangerous and unpredictable world. Stoltenberg spoke as U.S. President Biden and other NATO leaders began arriving in Madrid for a summit. Gunmen have killed a polio vaccinator and two police officers who were providing security for the vaccination team. They were killed in a remote northwest area of Pakistan, where 11 cases of polio were reported this year. PR's Dee Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Police officers told NPR that a gunman burst into a community hall where vaccinations were being administered. He opened fire on the vaccination team and the security forces guarding them from such violence. Health officials had hoped Pakistan could be declared free of polio after years of mass vaccination campaigns. But this year it became apparent that the rugged province of North Waziristan had emerged as a hotbed of resistance, as case after case emerged of the contagious virus, which can paralyze children. Alongside those cases has come violence. Militants killed at least six people this year alone in anti-vaccine violence, according to figures provided by government officials. Dee Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
An influential proxy advisory firm says JetBlue Airways' offer to buy Spirit Airlines is, quote, more favorable for the airline shareholders, but continues to maintain its support for a rival deal from Frontier Airlines. Spirit began citing antitrust concerns as a reason to reject a sweetened offer from rival JetBlue. Shareholders could meet as early this week to vote. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.